Ronnie Gooden, the owner and the of the horses that Quinella Race 5 here in Launceston, Birdie's Bells and Motovinco. Is it Motovinco? Motovinco.
It's actually Motovinco.
Motovinco.
Motovinco. Right. Yeah, right. That's the right
pronunciation. Well, look, to Quinella Race, Ronnie, it must be an absolute thrill. You bought. We'll go into how you bought these youngsters, but you must be thrilled.
Oh, look, I'm really, really thrilled. We bought these horses as weanlings from the English sales. Brought them home, put them in the paddock, grew them out, broke them in. And it's just really gives you such a thrill to watch him grow and then come to the races. And Birdie on his first start run third and then won. And the other one, she's run second twice now, and a win's probably not far away with a bit of luck, Pete.
Yeah, well, look, the way that they ran tonight, but yeah, it must have done your heart the world of good to know that you've got them from weanlings, reared them, got them to this stage. Here they are matching motors up the home straight at Launceston. You've put a fair bit into racing, and of course Gary White's your best mate. It's been a great ride and a great association in racing.
Yes.
Why do you do it?
Oh, look, it's the thrill of it, Peter, as you know. You know, Gary, like you said, is a great mate, a great horseman, and it's good, you know, like they're nice bred horses, and I hope we'll have a lot more success, you know. Paul Wimmich, he done a fantastic job with pre-work.
Breaking them in.
And Adam and Anita, they've been riding them, they've been marvellous. Very good track work people, and all the guidance and everything put together, the professionalism of everyone right through, it's just been amazing how it's all come together to be successful.
All right, well, look, let's talk about them individually. Birdie Bell, why did you buy, look, Henny Hughes, out of a Kenny's Best Pal mare, what attracted you to this one to start with?
Well, actually, my son Rowan really liked the Henny Hughes. Darley was standing him, and he really liked him. It was the first season stallion in Australia. This is his first crop in Australia. The mother was quite a nice, well, she was a well-performed horse. She'd won six races, three at Eagle Farm, and the only one out of her to race was a winner at Eagle Farm also, and had, I think it had six starts for one win and five places. So we wasn't too frightened to put our hand up for her.
All right, what did you give for him?
I think it was about 16,000, something like that, from memory, yeah.
All right, and of course, elusive quality needs no explanation for Motovinco.
No, I actually liked that one. I went to the sale with that one in the mind, if she was correct, which Gary had a look at her and said, no, look, couldn't fault her. I was quite wanting to buy her, but I didn't think we'd be able to secure her. So I actually bought her on one bid. When the people all stopped bidding, I put my one bid in. I think it was 30,000 plus GST. And bang, we got her, which was quite good price, as she's out of a mare that won four as a two-year-old. And also two of them were listed races. So I was very happy to get her.
All right, mate. Well, all the best with both of them. Let's hope they keep on winning.
No, thank you very much, Brad.